Big game advocates are pushing back against a move by the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission to increase the number of mountain lions that can be legally killed in the state. It's part of an effort to protect other prey animals, but critics call it a play for trophy hunters. The commission moved to increase the kill number for mountain lions, reducing their population by up to 40% in many areas. Helena Edelson, CEO of the Gardner-based Large Carnivore Fund, says the increase was passed despite objections by some mountain lion hunters, sporting and conservation groups, and even state biologists, largely due to the support of big game hunters and political special interests.
What Montanans need to see is how these policies play into commercialization of their wildlife. This seems a political and financial maneuver, partly driven by outfitters that benefit from trophy mountain lion hunts.
The state contends that Montana is home to higher numbers of large carnivores today than at any time in recent history, and culling the predators will help protect more vulnerable wildlife. Edelson contends hunters are not the only threat mountain lions and other big game face, and says the state is ignoring another key factor already driving down big game numbers, mountain lions and their prey alike.
And numbers never factored into population counts are the 30,000 large animals killed in Montana road collisions each year. That's elk, deer, pronghorn, moose, bighorn sheep, mountain lions, and bears.
State game officials say to reduce the overall mountain lion population by 40%, hunters would need to take 86% more animals each year than they currently do for at least the next 6 years. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.